The Man and the Message. Appendix A. George R. Knight vs. Ellen G. White. Knight on A. T. Jones had. Egotistic toes. Careless mouth and harsh speech. Self-confident. Never mastered the art of Christian kindness. Harsh words and pompous attitudes. Confrontational. Habit of publicly belittling those who disagree with him. Perennial problem of extremism. Never mastered Christian virtue of temperance. Fairly direct line from Jones to the Holy Flesh movement. Abrasive and cocksure personality. At his best under pressure. Found problem of unchristian spirit, impossible to overcome. Ever excitable. Rashness. His special weakness. Sensational language. Employed syllogistic logic to milk out the most extreme position possible. With characteristic modesty, claimed he was divinely appointed. Taught Holy Flesh. Convinced he was God's man for the hour. Those who did not cooperate with him were against God. High-handedness. Extremism and harsh manners. Rigid inflexibility. At his self-confident best during the 1893 conference. Ellen G. White on A. T. Jones. Bear S. the word of the Lord. The Lord recognized him as his servant, but opponents taunted him with being fanatic, extremist, and enthusiast. Christ's delegated messenger. Man whom God has commissioned with demonstration of the Holy Spirit. God's messenger. Man divinely appointed. The Lord's messenger. The message given us by A. T. Jones is a message of God to the Laodicean church. Some have criticized and depreciated, and even stooped to ridicule the messengers through whom the Lord has wrought in power. The servant of God. God sent this young man to bear a special message. 2. Differ with Elder Jones is not from the impulse of the Spirit of God, God's chosen servants, whom God is using. To accuse and criticize him is to accuse and criticize the Lord who has sent him. Men professing godliness have despised Christ in the person of his messengers, upon whom God has laid the burden of a solemn work, the messenger of God, Elder Jones. God is working through him. Had a message from God, and you made light of both message and messenger S. God has upheld him, given him precious light, fed the people of God. Bro, Jones has been giving the message for this time, meet in due season to the starving flock of God. Has borne the message from church to church, and from state to state, and light and freedom and the outpouring of the Spirit of God has attended the work. Seeks to arouse the professed people of God from their death-like slumber. Opposers will be asked in the judgment, who required this at your hand, to rise up against the message and the messengers I sent to my people with light, with grace and power? A. T. Jones spoke to the people, and the people heard many precious things that would be to them a comfort and a strength to their faith, this all-important privilege. The people expressed their gladness and gratitude of heart for the sermons that had been preached by Bro. A. T. Jones. They saw the truth, goodness, mercy, and love of God as they never before had seen it. I considered it a privilege to stand by the side of Jones and give my testimony with the message for the time. Has heavenly credentials. God has raised up his messengers to do his work at this time. Some criticize imperfections because they think he does not speak with all the grace and polish desirable. Too much in earnest, too much positiveness, and the message that would bring healing and life and comfort to many weary and oppressed souls is, in a measure, excluded. The messages bear the divine credentials. Sets forth the message with beauty and loveliness to charm all whose hearts are not closed with prejudice. We know that God has wrought among us. Jones speaks, quite a number, fed with large morsels from the Lord's table.